in fairly unofficial fashion. Our conversation today, again, we're going to cover this next year, Mark. Laura, I'll go over this with you and your one-on-one because I want you, as you're focusing on growth over the next couple of years, want you to be focused on this, which is as we do strategic planning, year one of leaders, as you all know, is very much about optimizing time, capacity, and margins. We tend to grow anyway, right? As you all have for the most part done. Neil's going to come. We have a webinar on 12/5 with Michael and I. Neil was in our first couple of years of leaders after lifestyle, did some changes, took a, I don't know, a year or two off, Natalie, and now is like, hey, I've decided to grow the firm to the next level. So he's going to come back and repeat it again. But he's going to come talk about some of the changes in that session. But what we sat down and talked through is, Mark, if you remember that 3-year roadmap,
Yep.
Laura, it's the same in lifestyle, right? Year one, optimize time, capacity, and margins. Two, year two, professionalize the practice, set up for scale. This is really about two things: positioning, right? Who are we working with, which you got clarity on this year. Next year is about setting up that positioning and people, process, and platform, right? All the leverage so that we can do all the things you ultimately want to do, less dependent on you. Mark, super applicable to you. And so the idea is I just wanted to kind of draw everyone's attention to the marketing conversations. We intentionally, right, because we can only do so much at a time, have you focus on different things each quarter and each year. So as we look at planning for 2025, which most of you are doing, the idea was to do a quick reflect on strategic planning as it relates to growth. So good questions to ask ourselves. What are the top three drivers of net new assets and clients this year? Like, is it referrals? Is it, contributions? Is it, the marketing funnel or the lead gen? Like, what's actually working? Because doubling down on that is usually our surefire way to drive more intentional growth more efficiently. And then questions like, was it intentional or unintentional, right? Did it happen? As you know, right, building out, right sizing the client base, defining service models, putting model meetings and those things in place really start to deliver deeper value. We see people grow, even when, quote, growth isn't the focus. Next year, the shift is to start paying attention to these things more specifically. How are we tracking referrals? So, again, in a scalable firm, Mark's not just remembering this stuff in his head. It's, hey, this is how we generate referrals. So we just did our lifestyle call this morning, and had three lifestyle advisors share their success stories. All three of them grew double digits without we'll call extracurricular marketing. It was service models, right sizing, right? Adding real value consistently to clients to drive the things that we know grow us: share of wallet, referrals, center of influence referrals. So the idea, this will be particular for you, Laura, just because COIs and referrals are a big part of what you're doing. Mark, we're going to want to make sure a lot of this will happen on the lead gen and the funnel side. On the client side and the referral side, we want to do that same level of data tracking. So the same way we can say lead gens are working, right, where they aren't or where it breaks down, we could be like, wait a minute, here's what we had with referrals, and we're going to start looking that in very much the same way. What we focus on expands. So that's really the conversation, is I just wanted to make sure that everyone was really sort of sitting as we wrap up the year with a reflection on what drove growth this year. And for some of you, it was intentional stuff, and for some of you, it was, right, show up and do the things we talk about, and they tend to result in growth. Were they intentional or unintentional, right? Where can we move the needle based on what we do next year? Total share of wallet for client tracking. You may or may not have this data depending on the systems that you use, right? If you're using something that's interactive and you can see their other data. But the idea is ultimately, like, is that a data point we want to be tracking? Outside of referrals, where's new business coming from, right? So, Mark, we want to look at growth, but in your case, we really, because you're investing so heavily in, right, scalable lead gen, we want to look at your organic and your less organic, if you will, your scalable digital strategies to see how they're performing, relatively speaking. There's
Understood.
only so much you can do on the personal side, right? Once you've loved on the clients and served the clients and followed up, like, there is only so much you can do there, which is why if you have double-digit growth goals, we ultimately want to get those other things in place, Mark, which we're working on. The most important thing is we want to be able to answer these questions as we think about next year. We want the system in place to not be sitting here wondering, or to be like, oh, wait, let me go get it in five different places, so that at the beginning, middle, and end of the year, we know exactly where we are on new business growth, because it's one of the key data points we really want to be aware of and pay attention to, because what we focus on expands. This year, we've been focusing on reclaiming time, capacity, and margins so we can invest in these other things. Do your advisors, for those of you with other advisors, do your advisors have the marketing and sales resources they need to drive organic growth at that level, right? So if you're Danny or Chase or Chris, right, are the people bringing on advisors, Chris Hansen, that's where we really start to look in year two at professionalize and scale isn't just you, right? It's how can I replicate that same success irrespective of the advisor sitting in the seat. Mark, for you, that CRO or Chief Retirement Officer brand differentiator, right? The person in the process sit in that seat, whether it's you or not.
Can you
Understood.
make that bigger, Steph? It's
Oh.
very tiny.
Oh, sorry. Here, let me. I've also got it on. See if we can't. Perfect. Move that over a little bit for you guys. Did your expected results align with your marketing spend? How much did we spend? Right, Mark, this is really important for you. What's the ROI? Right, you've got old efforts, but in particular, new efforts. So we want to make sure that, right, you're getting, right, we're tracking that and getting ROI on that over time, which Greg's really good at doing. What frustrated you this year from a growth or a lack of growth perspective? Whatever that is probably what we need to solve for next year as we think about scaling up marketing. If it frustrated us at this level, at the next level is either going to be a bigger bottleneck or a bigger barrier to step over. So those are kind of just very basic, but really important marketing and growth questions that we want to kind of just set in front of you as we think about this year, all the optimization that we've done, and the work next year about putting those systems and scale in place with a real shift towards focus on positioning and getting those marketing foundations in place. And again, if we're doing bigger stuff, think that 3-year runway, podcast, et cetera, right? You're going to be working incrementally on that to get that flywheel moving over time. But looking at this data on a consistent basis will be really important to those efforts. It's also a good place to ask questions. Has the business vision or mission changed? Laura, this totally applies to you. Right, Mark, it has in that you've sold two firms, right? Now this firm has a very new mission, vision, target client. Laura, same thing for you, just different scenario, just different way to get there, which is, hey, great. What's your timeline? What are your goals? What's the mission or vision? Right? Have fun. You and I talked about, do we want to drive growth? Do we want to drive growth and then refer it to people? Do we want to take those clients? Right. So it's just something for you to think about what you want to invest your time in for the next few years. You should have all answered this question this year. Is your ideal client persona changing or staying the same? Right, looking at vision, niche, right sizing the client base. Laura, this might be a good time for you to go back and do those exercises either in December or Q1 with the group, because that will, right now, with a smaller practice, you're going to get to go through that again and then think about where you want to spend your time growing going forward. Revenue targets for next year will be part of obviously vision planning and the breakthrough course around mindset, vision, and time. Mark, what you'll notice, Laura, we're going to do this in lifestyle as well, a lot more structure in particular around tracking. We want to know how you're doing and we want you to know how you're doing relative to the goal. So we're going to set those at the beginning of the year. You're going to share them with us and we are going to quarterly track, like, here's what you said, here's where you are. Are we on track or are we not? So that we can be right there along the way. Right, what are the priorities? That's our business planning, our revenue targets. How many clients are we actually going to need to hit those goals? How many do we currently have as an average run rate? If we normally have four and we want 22, we got to go find 18 new clients with our marketing strategies, right? If we're going from four to six, different marketing strategies or, right, lighter versions of the same thing. We want to look at where revenue has come from as somewhat of an indicator of where it will. Mark, it'll be a little bit different for you. What's referrals, centers of influence? This will be very applicable to you, Laura. Custodial referrals, Chris Hansen gets a lot of those. purchase leads, other advisors in the firm, inorganic, right? You're going out buying them. So we're going to pay more attention to that. Laura will do that with you in lifestyle as well. And then what business goals are we tying marketing activity to? If we're marketing, whether it's picking up the phone each day, working on a website, what goals is that attached to? So Mark, right, you're not investing in Greg and the website and funnels and branding for fun. It is fun, it really is. But there are goals. We want to look at those next year and make sure as we go back that we're making sure that those investments are additive to the goals, right? And that's a big part of the looking at the data constantly, tweaking and refining so that the inputs, outputs thing starts to work. And you'll start to see that really unfold next year. Big question. We don't tend to talk about this. What are your measures of success for next year? What makes it a great year? Obviously, marketing and growth are a part of that. So, from a growth perspective, clients, type of clients, right? What you did or didn't do with the seat that you sat in, how you got them. Hey, so this is where you can get creative. It doesn't necessarily just mean like, hey, I want 20% growth in net new assets. It could be, I want 50% of our growth to come from those lead gen funnels I'm investing in. Hey, I want 25% of our growth to come from client referrals, Laura, because I know I can double down on that. If I got three last year, I want to get five or six referrals this year, right? So as soon as we make it specific and measurable, our brain locks on and goes, oh, wait, we got to go do this. When we talk squishy, Charlie Brown's mom, want to grow, our brain's like, yeah, do the same thing. It'll be fine. We'll see how we end up at the end of the year. So what I really want to do is just sort of insert a conversation about taking the momentum we've created in the client base and applying some of those same principles to kind of how we set up our positioning and our growth model as we go into years two and three to start to really pay attention to where's the growth coming from, where do we want it to come from, and what are the things that we can do to drive the growth that we want are the three basic questions that we're asking. These are just variations of those that get granular in terms of right, what's working or what's not. And these come to us courtesy of our friends at FICOM. They do some really fun stuff, as do we. And so we share different things, and they shared this with us, and I thought it was awesome, which is why it says FICOM checklist for 2025. So I'll make sure you guys get a copy of this. Mark will be putting the structure in place next year. Laura will be doing it in lifestyle as well. Mark, it'll be forced on you working it, right? Put all that tracking in place. Laura, right, we'll give you this process in lifestyle. Be sure to apply it for you in particular because you have really freed up time. And I know you want to spend more of it traveling and enjoying, but we want to get really intentional about what you do with the time so that it's really on purpose. I was just on the lifestyle call, and Isaiah was like, I didn't grow as much as the other guys. I only grew 21%, but I did it in 13 hours a week. No joke. He was like, yeah, I didn't grow as fast as their advisors that shared their story. And I was like, but Isaiah, you did it in like less than half time. Like, that's if you can create double digit growth in less than half time. And what it really was, he did two conceptual things. One, he got really clear on what was distracting, not additive, and not helping him grow. It's all the stuff we talk about. Like, stop doing a bunch of that. Two, he did the very basic things we teach you, right? Size your client base, get clear on the client, tell the story, build out your service model, execute that with surges or model meetings or some combination. That alone drives share of wallet referrals and center of influence opportunities. And when we maximize that and have time left, Laura, that's how we get to invest in those other things. So, Mark, for you in particular, next year, we'll be looking at where you spend your time to drive this kind of growth. Again, podcasts, videos, et cetera, as we get that framework in place. Right now, we're just getting that framework in place, but your time will be spent. So, you know how I talk about marketing is 70% in our model, about 70% systematic, 30% specialized. Laura, systematic is here's a list of 100 COIs that I share with clients. I will make sure I meet with two of them a week. Hey, assistant. Here's a template email. Send this out every Monday and just keep sending it out until you get two people on my calendar. It's a manual system, but it's still systematic, right? You could have all those people in your CRM. You could send an automatic template with your Calendly link. And it could just put them on an auto campaign to send that email every week until they schedule one with you, right? Like your assistant could do that. That's if you have to sit there every week and go, oh, what do I do this week? Oh, I guess I need to have some lunches. Oh, I guess I'll email and call some people. By the time they reply, you've boofed this week. Like this week is over, right? They're lunching next week or the week after, or calling or breakfasting or coffeeing on the virtual, whatever it is. So that's why you can really, even for your basic activities, you can systematize them so that they're consistent and repeatable. Hey, I'm going to start my first hour of the day with those revenue producing activities, right? I'm making my phone calls or my emails or whatever it is. Like, that's what I'm going to do the first hour of Tuesday, whatever it is. Like, you can systematize your manual basic stuff. Laura, that will save you a ton of time because what it does is it makes sure you're showing up for the interactions consistently. So those are the kinds of things I want you to, you don't have, don't worry about the tech or don't worry about that. But like, who are the people you need? Who are the clients you need to be talking to? Leland or Isaiah was saying he has, you know, hundreds of clients. He looked at his right sizing, right? His client segmentation and profitability. And it turns out that a bunch of his assets were with 17 people. So he had a little Steph chat with himself and he was like, how about I just love all over these 17 people and see what happens? And it turns out he grew double digits. Eight referrals this year. Like he's like, I just showed up and loved on people. I did what you said and it actually worked. So he actually inserted a conversation about referrals in his conversation. I can't remember in the last call, he was like, I tee it up with a question around in the agenda. And then that is kind of the natural way to get to that conversation. So he, you know, you've always heard me say, I do not love, I know who it is, but I won't say, right? Back in the day that we used to teach people, not we, not me. Right? Remember the pass the piece of paper across the table and give me the names of the five people you know who?
Oh,
Yeah, here's the thing. Nobody loves it.
excuse me.
It works. That's the crazy thing. No one wants to do it because it makes us feel icky for a variety of reasons, but it works. It works because your clients don't hate you. They trust you with their money and their life. Like, of course. It's a little bit freaky for me because they're kind of on the spot. And then if they don't have someone, it feels weird, which is very different than just having a casual conversation and just seeing like, hey, if you've got someone, right, feel free to, and here's how we're going to help them versus it being squishy. Just doing that up to the number of referrals that he got and the quality of the referrals that he got.
Yeah.
So it
I
can
think
be.
we also forget clients want to help you. Like, we don't have a conversation about referrals because it feels icky to us. But generally, when you're doing an amazing job and you're helping your clients, that it doesn't hurt to ask them, but in a way that makes sense for you and is comfortable for them and doesn't necessarily say, like, give me five names at this exact moment. But I think that's a piece that we often forget when we have that conversation is your clients genuinely do want to help you in this space.
Yeah.
So you're just going
Just
back
have
to
to
the
create
old
an easy
time.
pathway for them to do it.
Yep.
Yeah,
It's just going
exactly.
back to the old way of asking for referrals.
Hey, Steph,
It's
as an
finding,
aside,
it's finding,
have
go
we
ahead,
locked
Mark.
that name down yet? Because I got to get make time on Matt's calendar. Have we locked that name down?
CRO suite. Which name?
The name of the business. Have we locked it down?
Well, we have to talk to the attorney about locking it down. But the
I'm not, I mean,
website.
have you decided on it?
Yes, I
Okay.
told you. Didn't you get my
Okay.
email?
That's it.
Are you good with that?
I don't know if I have that email. Hold on. Continue. I'll look for it.
Sorry, Mark had two name options and he told me to pick one, so I did. Rachel,
Ah.
I picked the one we liked the
Yeah.
best.
Mark, do you mind if we talk about you for a second? Do you mind sharing with me what
I love nothing better than to talk about me. So please go right ahead.
what do you do in your business? Are you growing your the practice as in adding advisors? Or are you growing personally with your book of business, or what's your goal? What are your goals to
Mark Wade continues to evolve. I'm talking about
evolve?
myself in the third person. How conceited is that? That's wild, man.
Absolutely. He's so awesome.
Man, oh man. No, I just continue to evolve. I've been doing this for 47 years now. This is now my 47th year. I've built and sold a couple firms. I have I have two operating entities right now that we're working on. One I just closed. We are creating a new identity, marketing identity, I'll call it at this point, which is going to be a DBA under my existing RIA for the time being. And Stephanie is helping me tremendously in that area, in as much as she's kind of guiding the process for
Okay.
Yeah, so new name, new brand, new website. Like he's
me.
literally doing everything from scratch, which is fun because we know who the clients are, right, in terms of retirees. So we get to pick the ideal client as opposed to, right, look at the client base and let it surface. Either of those is fine. So it's
And
easier
let
and
it be
harder. It's
known.
easier because everything is fresh and it just gets to be completely aligned. It's harder in that he doesn't have 200 clients to call for share of wallet referrals or COI introductions.
And let it be known that Stephanie and I have two different ideas of fun. So there you go.
Yeah, Mark doesn't think branding's near as much fun as I do. That's right. There are moments
No.
where I don't think it's fun either when I'm like staring at the page going, ah, I'm
Which
out.
is why it's,
I've done nothing today. I go put my feet in the grass and hope for the best. Yeah.
Which is why it's really cool to have Stephanie, because she thinks it's fun. It energizes her, it seems like. And man, it's just a nightmare for me. So it's all good.
That's okay. Yeah.
Strengths.
Yeah, Laura, for you, I think it's no different than Mark or anyone. It's what are the few things that you can like? You do not need to go out and do a bunch of whoopee stuff. Like most of you, like our lifestyle advisors get to $1 million doing the basics. They're just doing them really well, right? Who's the client for you? It's going to be who do you want to attract? Like get really clear because you're in like the opposite of the beginning of your career, you're in like the hyper selective mode of your career. So if I'm
Right.
you, I'm looking at who are the clients I want to keep. And then, like, you're going to bump into other people. Who are the clients I want to refer, presumably to Chris or other RFG advisors? But Chris would
I decided that I want to, if I have a new client, I'm going to keep them, you know, and
So you just want to get really focused about who you take on, unless you're just like, hey, I like clients and I can do whatever I want for the next few years. Who cares?
right.
That's
You're
what
right.
you're going to need to
You're right.
decide. Do you have a specific set of goals? Like something you remember that, right, the firm you're retiring from at some point? Mark's in the same, like, what's the firm you want to retire from? What do
Right.
you want to retire to? That will help you just like, if you're like, hey, I don't care. I just want to work with nice people and I'm making plenty of money. So I'll work with people who aren't big. Okay. You can
Got it.
do that. Right. You also have a limited window of time where, like, Mark, you want to, right, ideally hit maximum impact and maximum experience, right? Because none of us are spring chickens. And so that's where I would really encourage you to get really clear and selective about the clients and the positioning because the tighter you make that, the more, right, the more precise when we think about the dull knife versus the sharp knife analogy, right, with the tomato, the more it's a sharp knife that you're cutting the tomato with. It just feels scarier. Natalie has those conversations all the time with advisors, right? Like, well, what about everybody? Well, you can serve everybody, but
No.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Having clarity around sort of what that next phase is for you, Laura, I think is really the key point of driving where you are going forward. You're right in the redesigning strategy, and until you have that
Right.
strategy like clear and in place, you're always going to get a bit stuck in the how-to because you don't have the strategy to guide you. So I think that's, get your call with Stephanie on schedule and start talking about that. And I know you had reached out, so we're here to
Yeah.
support you.
Yep. Me or Natalie, either of us. But yeah, it's about
Thank
getting
you.
clear. Who's the client? What's the goal? Right? What's the model by which you're going to serve them and go find more of them are really the big questions you're going to ask yourself as you head into next year. Mark, you're going to ask yourself the same questions, just on a different scale, because you are on purpose trying to amp it up, right? Build out other advisors and a team. And so, same questions. But again, through that slightly different lens. So the goal is at the end of next year, right, to have really clear and definitive answers to these questions on tap because we're now shifting that focus from pure internal, like I got to get myself and my head and my time and my client base kind of dialed in, at least that next iteration of dialed in that I'm willing to write that next level. Mark, you started at zero for the most part, so that was really easy for you. For you, right, a lot more of the positioning this year. And that's where the group, as we did right in that last retreat, we start that pivot at the end of Q of year one in growth to really pull that into year two. So we're building positioning, people, process, and platform for the ideal clients and the ideal firm. So now in year two, we can backstop every single decision. Does it match the vision? Does it match the client? Yes, check. Yes, no, not going to do that. So those are the decision points we'll hit. But ideally, we'll look at for you, Laura, what are those few levers that you're going to want to pull? Going back to that plan Natalie talked about, Mark, it'll be the same for you. There's just going to be a lot more data to track because you'll have clients, centers of influence, lead gen, website, right? You've got more of the machine spinning up, which is intentional.
And we're going to have the right people monitoring the machine.
And you're going to have the right people monitoring the machine, which is really important. And what you're going to notice is, right, it becomes very real time. Like this idea that we launch a website and 50 people fall out of the sky, that'd be awesome. That'd be amazing. Websites would cost a lot more if that worked. Like if you turned on a website and 50 people dropped out of the sky, websites would be $100,000 because, right, but we don't want coffee table books. Like, that's the best analogy that I've been able to come up with to get people to get the point, which is you don't want something that looks pretty from far away that you pop in on 2 or 3 times a year, but it's not really functional. The whole goal of a website is to be a conversion engine. People can't even know that unless they have some basic idea who's coming to the site, where do they go, how many people set calls. So those are things, Laura, for you, step one is getting that foundational system in place and then worry about tracking. You'll do that through lifestyle next year, so it's kind of built in. Mark, you've got those foundations. We're implementing them a little bit in advance because again, for you, we have to build that stuff from scratch where like Chris and right, the other team, like they have that. They're just revamping it all next year. So that's really the focus for today. We didn't want to introduce any big new heavy topics because, well, it's December and everyone's wrapping up. But I did really want to take a couple of minutes as we think about strategic planning season to just ask some better questions so we start to get clarity in the kind of information we do want to have on tap as we make that transition from a practice to a business. A practice will have some basic data. Mark, a business, right, Laura, you don't need 90 data points. You need like six, which are the six we're going to track in lifestyle.
Say that
Mark,
again. I don't need what now?
you don't need 90 data points. You don't
Oh,
need like
data points.
practice benchmark. Like it's overkill for what you're trying to do. Like we
Right,
always
right.
tell people, don't overcomplicate it. Ask Natalie, unless you
No.
really need to.
Right,
So for
right.
you, it's going to be doing like what's your basic marketing system, right? Where am I going to, who are the
Well,
clients? Go ahead.
you're right. You're right. Because we had, we have meetings and growth podcast from RFG that's every month. So I have notes, really good notes from these sessions and from your sessions, but where I need to work is to make time to go through the notes and then the top five or whatever it is. And
So
like,
you're gonna, so one, we'll get your marketing plan designed. So use that link to schedule time. Two, for you, when you think about your annual calendar and your model schedule next year, because you've got time and growth is the goal,
right.
you can be hyper focused, like block out significant chunks of time, right? If it's an
Right.
hour after our lifestyle calls or RFG calls, like if you don't
Right.
have time. So after every call that I have, if I have a call with you or a call with Mark, there is a task attached to that that says process notes and next, right? What are the notes? What are the
Process notes and what?
next steps?
Next
Right,
steps.
which we've abbreviated to process notes and next, right? So like
Okay.
every call, it's okay, what happened? What do we need to commit to? It gets tasked. And if I need to do something, it goes on my calendar because everyone
Okay,
knows if it's not in my calendar, it doesn't
It
exist.
doesn't happen.
Doesn't get done. It doesn't get done.
Yeah, I get it. Now, okay, so like I'm supposed to meet with Abby. Do you know who Abby is at RFG?
I know Abby very, very well. Tell her
I
Sam.
thought you would. I
She's
thought
a
you would.
badass marketer. Love
Yeah,
her.
well, Sam's supposed to meet with her. I think it's tomorrow. So, do you have any suggestions? Sorry, Mark, for a minute, but it might apply to you too. Do you have any suggestions of some questions I could, or some things I need to engage with her about?
Yeah, you're going to want to talk to her about your ideal client. Make sure you're really clear on that and your
Okay.
messaging for story. I don't worry too much about your messaging because you've done this a long time, but I like to write, define it, write it out.
Right.
And for you, it's going to be your marketing, your basic marketing plan.
Okay.
Like literally, there's a lesson called Kickstart Your RPAs with Tiffany, where I'm like, okay, you need to grow. Go do these things an hour a day, every day. Do three revenue producing, like just do it. And it was honestly the first month, it was just to get her in the habit of starting her day with marketing. Like it was creating a marketing mindset.
So it's called Kickstart Your
Yeah,
Marketing.
the lesson's called Kickstart Your Marketing. And it's a basic, like, hey, yes, we can do lead gen and brand redos and podcasts and all kinds of cool stuff, right? In the digital
Okay,
scalable
yeah.
world. Most of what works is share of wallet, client referrals, and centers of influence. And
Right,
you've
right.
just got, you've got a client base, you've been around a long time, like so you have all
Right.
of that working for you. So I
Right.
would look at your one-page marketing plan. What am I going to do with clients, centers of influence, the retail, right? If they're, because the RFG does support that, or are there other things you're going to do with them? And that's a good conversation to have with Abby, which is okay. I'm going to do the basics. And
Right.
then, am I going to need anything else? If so, what can RFG help me with? Because you're going to
Okay.
want to leverage them for support as much as you can.
Yeah.
Can they help you with social, email
Yeah.
campaigns? Like, does their marketing group do
I
that?
don't like social.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Like, what are the chances?
But I can see the advantage. I don't know, but yeah, I
Look,
got it.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know that I would start a whole new channel as we
Yeah.
look at kind of the retirement phase, right, over the next 3 to 5 years. You could for sure, but you should want, like, you should be like, ooh, I want to otherwise focus on share of wallets, clients and referrals and centers of influence, because that's more than enough to keep you busy, most likely.
I think so.
Cool. All right, so just make sure you get that call so we can get some time to make, or with me and Natalie to make sure we get a plan in place. Obviously, we'll see lifestyle next year, so we'll continue that work. Mark, same thing for you. Again, we're going to put these structures in place. I just wanted to give everyone kind of a sneak peek as you're going through strategic planning. Some of these questions you can answer, some of them you can't, but this is the preview of what's to come because we ultimately want to make sure at a business level, Mark, you can answer all of these questions. Laura, you're going to need to answer like the five big ones, right? What drove growth? Like, so if you think about here, right, it's 1 through 4, seven and eight, and you're just going to skip five. So this is a great exercise to go through with Abby and be like, all right, here's where I'm at. Here's my vision for this next phase after the transition with Chris. Hey, here's my ideal client. Here are my priorities for next year. Here's my growth goal. Help me figure out. I think I want to grow with share of wallet referrals, DOIs. Like, help me put my plan together. What ideas do you have? And she's great, so she'll have lots of them. And the reason I love that is they may have resources as we do that go with those things or support that they can give you. So that's what I would want to get clear on.
They
One,
do.
where can she help with strategy design? Two, what support if do they offer around just implementation support? And then three, we'll track the key data with you in lifestyle next year. So just follow that process and you'll be great. Awesome. Mark, any questions on your end?
No, it's pretty straightforward. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yep. Just wanted to kind of leave everyone with that to reflect on as we wrap the year and to give you again a sneak peek into where we're heading with positioning and marketing next year to again set everything up, get that flywheel turning at the next level. Mark, the goal is right for you, even Laura. Get a system for marketing in place with the basics this year while we're working on people, process, and platform. Mark, you've got the big runway strategy with podcasts, et cetera. We're working on that. But by year three, right, the goal is, right, that's really spinning. And then we double down on all of that because now you've got the time and some pipeline working for you. So that's the goal. All right, Natalie, anything you want to add before I let everyone go?
No, I think it's just really good as we wrap up the year end to make sure that you're looking at right now we're talking about marketing strategy, but HR strategy, right, across the different business areas. What are the things that you need to focus on next year, big picture wise? So that's always a good
Yeah,
reminder.
client service model. You've done a lot of work there this year, but Laura, you'll want to go back and look at that now that you've got a pared down client base, right? Who's the ideal client? Who do you want to grow with? Mark, we've defined that for you and built a pretty tight brand around it. So that's really clear for you. Now it's about, right, getting stuff out there, practicing in public, right? Tweaking and refining that those gears that we talk about in the marketing machine. Right, until we get that data where it wants, and then right, it's just managing the pipeline from there. All right. If you have any
Steph,
questions, you know where.
I sent you a real short email, Steph.
Cool.
Just when you get a chance, just check it out and let me know.
All right, I will do that. All right, I'm gonna let you guys go so you get a oh, look at the baby. Yeah, your baby's like this big. My baby like fits on the desk.
know.
It's like as big as I am. It's I joke, my husband's like, this is the last dog when the kids are gone. It's $100 a night to board him, and I have to walk him. And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, I'll just get a purse dog. And he's like, no, those are snacks. Can't do that. And I'm like, but what am I going to love? Then, like, he's big and he quit. Like, I get all the reasons you don't want an 80. I was like, but foster kids are small peppers. Like, that's what it's going to be. And he had to think about it. He was like, And I was like, you don't have to walk small dogs. So like you like that's the thing, because he walks the dog every night, like at the end. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's his dad duty. Yeah.
they create their own energy in the house, or they can. Big dogs, you gotta give them room to go romp.
Yeah, they're yeah. So he keeps me on my toes for sure. All right. I will give you guys a little bit of your time back. Laura, this would
You.
be a good opportunity for you to pause and reflect on this conversation.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Think about those questions because you do
Yeah.
have a bit of time, so it'd be easy to go off, but you could
Right.
really just sit here for the next 30 to 45 minutes,
Right.
take a screenshot quick of those questions,
Yep.
and start to think about that because you've got that meeting with Abby tomorrow. So bring some structure and thought to
Yeah.
that meeting and be like, here's the conversation I want to have.
You're going to send that to us, you said?
I can send that out, but honestly, just grab here, grab a. Drop that in the chat for you so you've got it really quick. Awesome. That'll just give you some food for thought.
Okay, that's the is that the link? Oh, that's the Calendly link.
Yep, here I'll send you both of these. I'll
Am I
send you the same.
missing?
I'll
You're
send you the
dropping
same.
it in the chat?
I just dropped it in the chat for you. You see it?
Oh,
No.
hold on. There it is.
Do you see it? I see your
No,
Calendly link. Let me
that's
drop
your
it.
calendar.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me drop. Oh, did I not? Hold on. Chat. I have seven things open. Hold on. Chat. Chat. Screenshot. There. You should both have it
Oh,
now.
yeah, it's
There you go.
coming in.
You get it?
Yeah.
Apparently, I sent it to Natalie too. How'd I do that? Natalie, now you.
Download.
All
Yeah.
right. So, hopefully, some good food for thought. Laura, you and I will follow up. Mark, you're deep, obviously, in branding. So, I'll follow up on that. I'll look at that email that you sent over. I will confirm with everyone where we are in names. And then I just actually, oh, Greg and them, edits to the web copy, which I'm sending over to them later today. So, we are on track.
Pretty awesome.
Awesome. All
Thank
right,
you.
everyone. Have a great day. It has been a sincere pleasure working with the both of you, and I look forward to continuing.
Well.